HomeAdvisor.com.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB.
Opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm so charged up now because my original co-host from back in the day when the show really started years ago, Carol, a girl I went to high school with, she's listening to our comments, listening to our interactions and talking about it, and she agrees as I do that no Democrat on that committee actually really cared about the victim.
Not at all.
And on top of that, she threw in, I hope nobody ever looks at our yearbooks because...
Exactly.
Well, my yearbook, Carol, my yearbook was, I was a nerd in high school.
Right. I believe that.
No, I was. I really was. I was in band. I was in the science club. I was in the physics club. You know, what kind of kid wants to be in the physics club? Yeah. But, you know, honestly, when I was in high school, you know, it was like, I was like Schroeder. Okay, you know, from Peanuts?
Okay.
Except I didn't stink and I didn't have a dust cloud running around me. But, like, girls didn't notice me at all.
Well, I don't see a ring now.
No. I'm the happiest divorced man on the face of the earth. The ink was smoking on the page. I signed it so fast and I kept the pen. It's in my safe with a little note on it. It said, learn from this. But, you know, I have no issues with my ex-wife. My marriage lasted 6 months. So I've got...
Well, you got to give it a chance, right?
You know what? I came home to my house and all her, I was in my house for 2.5 hours before I realized all her stuff was gone. So, you know, that's just the way it is, but I wish her the best. She's on husband number 5 now. I was husband number 3.
Wow.
So she likes getting married. It's the staying married she has a problem with. Anyway, we started on 100 different roads and Carrie was on here and she wrote back and it's obviously a young lady. And she said, there shouldn't be any sexual limitations. Or there shouldn't be any statute of limitations on sexual assault, but there should be ramifications for the woman for not bringing it up in a timely manner. So you can't, I'm sorry, Carrie, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. You either bring it up initially or you let it go. Now, any woman that says that she didn't go to a high school party, and maybe Carol's going to, I know Carol's going to chew my behind for what I'm about to say. But I don't think there are very many high school-aged girls that maybe had a boyfriend in high school, a senior, or maybe they were juniors and they were dating a senior on the football team, whatever, that went to a party where there was drinking going on, that things didn't get a little out of hand. And things may have gotten a little in hand, you know, to use a different phrase. But you can't take that happened in my case, 1978 or 1979, and then fast forward for almost 40 years later and cost a man his family and his seat on the highest court in the land. First of all, what he did drinking at a party, maybe he got a little frisky with a young lady who was at the party too, but that doesn't mean that he continued to do that kind of stupid, immature act for the rest of those 35 years and developed a great law career and became a great judge and is now on the, you know, now they're looking at whether or not he can continue to sit on the Supreme Court in the state where he currently presides.
And you saw the ridiculous thing about the basketball court?
Right.
Saying, you shouldn't be on the same court with these girls? How ridiculous. And I truly found it amazing how they were trying to deal with this alcohol and make it sound like he has some big alcohol problem. I'm sorry. if this man had an alcohol problem,
it would have been found
we
out
would
by
have
now.
Heard about it a and long, long
if he had
time ago.
Character flaws, there would have been issues that would come up not only in his life, but in the six investigations that took place going into his election now to this particular court, Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court of the United States, but the Supreme Court for his own home state, which he sits on the District Court of Appeals.
Exactly.
So at some point in time, somebody would have found out that this guy had a problem, but they didn't.
But in this day and age, things are very different than they were. For example, I have nephews who are in college. I advise them to be extremely careful who they drink with and what they do with any female, because their parents have money and you have no idea what is going to happen.
Well, you have an issue now, for example, our culture has changed so much that people have to walk on eggshells constantly.
And it's hard because I have guys. I'm a very huggy kind girl. I love people to give hugs, and I love when people give me hugs. I'm just very open like that. And I have even seen had situations where a couple of guys have said
to me.
Go on
the record, I did not hug her.
But I would hug you.
No, that's okay.
Anyhow.
That's fine. You'll have to get a signed release first.
From Matt.
Yeah, exactly.
He's very much about protecting me. But anyhow, I would have guys friends now who will make jokes that say, Celia, you think it's okay if we still, you know, hug? And they're innocent hugs. They're just, we're happy to see each other. We're excited. We're involved in this great
right.
work that we're doing. And, you know, are we now going to go back to, oh my gosh, I need to shake your hand, stay 5 feet away from me, and put such an awkward relationship between men and women in the workplace? That's not what we want to do.
Right.
It took forever to get the talent of the female population into the workplace, and we don't want to now make it so that we sabotage that.
Well, and we become more and more a gender-neutral society. We're
Which is
trying
crazy.
To get people, we're trying to get men to treat women like other men. We're trying to get women to treat men, you know, like they're like there's no interaction on an emotional basis with it. We have a situation like, for example, even for a woman in society today, if my mother were in the grocery store and did what she used to do when I was a small child to other babies in baskets, my mother would be on a list somewhere and probably be reporting to a probation officer once a month. You don't just go up and touch other people's babies and, oh, he's such
so
a good looker. You can't do that anymore.
Right.
And when you think about it, I'm a single man, and one of the most depressing things about being single and being trying to be in the dating scene or meet someone to go out with is the fact that you never know when someone who portrays themselves on a dating site or someone you meet at a political rally or an event is going to be great for the first couple of months and then turn into a complete and total nut job.
Exactly.
And then you say, well, look, I don't think this is working out. I think we should see other people. And she flips a screw and goes bipolar. And the next thing you know, you're getting a call from her lawyer saying that you sexually assaulted her.
And you're losing your job.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
and she's gone around to all of your friends and made all kinds of, I mean, you have to be so careful who
and
you date,
he said,
which is why
said.
I recommended that sister to you,
Oh,
Bill.
Gosh.
She's a cutie.
No, I'm destined to die a lonely old man, and just it'll just be me and the dachshund. And
do you know the sweetest thing Matt said to me when we were starting our courtship? He said, Seal, I didn't even know
this is not
going to
be
lonely.
One of those pictures, is it? This, oh, gosh. There's some things that I just, the whole idea of Matt Schellenberg courting someone is.
He was very sweet.
I'm sure he is. He's a very nice guy. I love him to death. I really do. He's a great guy. I love picking on
him. But it's true. I didn't know I was lonely without him either because,
you know,
I was so busy working. Who knew?
What I've learned in 10 years, it's been 10 years since I dated anyone seriously. What I have learned is how to be alone without being lonely. It
That's
takes
a good
something.
Thing to be.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're turning this into, what is that, heartbeat show?
Delilah.
Delilah, yeah. We're turning it. I don't want to go there. Jay, you're on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. 8255. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Leave the summertime cooking to the original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The original Kronos Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The original Tunis can cater any occasion. 317-9300. And talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask him how your church or civic group can use the original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder. Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's clean it up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're going to go to Jay on the line. Jay has patiently waited for us to come to him. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Good. How are y'all this evening?
Good.
I just want to say that I think this was the biggest put-up and show we've ever seen on TV presentation. This woman is not what she seems to be or what she presents herself to be. My God, this woman is a clinical psychologist specializing in depression. She's published over 50 articles. I do not think... All of this seems like she went down to Eddie Farah and sat in his little courtroom down there and practiced this for 10 days or whatever number of days it was. This is not, they ain't no way a professional would act that way.
And Jay, I agree with you 100%, buddy. My problem, I guess, that I have, as I hope millions of other Americans have, is where does the intelligence level stop? How low down the human food chain do we have to go to get people to understand what you have already seen, that this is a sham, that this is an agenda-driven item to, once again, block a Trump appointee who is a conservative and get the swing vote on the court? I think in all actuality, even though he has said that he thought there was precedence for Roe v. Wade, I think a big portion of this is because there are a lot of people scared that he's going to overturn abortion in this country.
Of course.
Well, let me just say that as a professional in the securities financial business, if I do something stupid on my part, I can't go sue you because I have knowledge. If I make a bad investment, it's just on me because I have a knowledge layer that the normal guy doesn't have. And as a clinical psychologist, I'd say the same thing. She has no standing to come in there and give me all this bunk and this whimpering and crying and all this stuff and heavy breathing and barely talking and squeaking and all this stuff. It just seems like it was a studied thing. I have no, from my standpoint, I have no standing if I tried to sue you because I made a bad investment. I'm a knowledgeable investor according to the law, so I have no standing to go in there and try to get my money back from you to sue you. And I think people need to understand we're dealing with, this is not, and they acted, presented her as some housewife that never has been out in the world or anything else. I mean, it was just totally ridiculous. I mean, I got sick to my stomach watching it because it was just horrible stuff.
Well, Jay, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And I look forward to interacting with you here on this particular subject. What do you think about what Jay says?
I think that you need to realize that the senators are different than the woman. Those senators are so agenda-driven. I think they will do anything in their power to stop a Trump appointee from getting on that court. However, this woman, she may be a Democrat. All these things may be true about her, but she does have records from 2012 where she was talking about this. I think that she was assaulted. I just don't think he did it. I believe, and I think she spoke credibly in many ways. There was one time she had a lot of knowledge that she should have had as a PhD in psychology, but there was one question that they asked her that she should have known that she wasn't aware of. I wish I could recall it off the top of my head. But I thought, if she has done enough research to know the trauma on the hippocampus, she should have known the answer to that question also, and she didn't. But she is a legitimate professional woman. She had a terrifically traumatic experience, but not with Judge Kavanaugh.
Is it just the difference between men and women that make up the reason why we have traumatic things that happen to us when we're kids?
No, think about our soldiers. Our soldiers come back and they have had some terrible trauma. I just want to give a shout out. There's a new coffee shop on Main Street, Social Conscious, and it was one of our soldiers who came back. His trauma from being in Iraq was so awful that he ended up homeless. But he was able to pull himself back together and has now started a chain of coffee stores, or wants it to become a chain. So get out and support him if you can. He's just at that new area that they're starting to develop on Main Street. But this is a strong man. And as I spoke with him, I could see that it had to be so devastating for him to have been in a position where his brain betrayed him like that.
Yeah, I'm not a supporter of PTSD. I'm just not. There are a lot of things that happen to people, and if you have a significant level of testosterone, you should be able to muster your way through it. In other words, just put on your big boy pants and keep moving forward.
I don't think you've had any IEDs go off underneath you, have you?
No. Around me, yes, but not underneath me, no. But I understand that it's easy for a woman to. What we need to do is as a nation, we need to stop coddling people. We truly
yes.
do. We need to stop coddling people.
People need to pull their weight.
Right.
One of the problems we have in Jacksonville is we have part of our city that not only doesn't pull its economic weight, it doesn't contribute anything to the rest of the economic weight of the city. And that's what Mobilize is trying to do. We want
to
help
those neighborhoods. We have a big portion of that in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm not going there.
But you know I'm right.
I'm not going there.
We seat 50,000 people at most in the stadium in a community, a big community here, that of over 1 million people. And if you include the listening area and the participation area of our of you know the St. Augustine area and the Nassau County area and the Lake City area, we get a much, much bigger area of people that are affected by the Jaguars. But only 40 to 50,000 people get to take advantage of it because the ticket prices are so high. And so they can't go. So we have 40 to 50,000 people that the rest of us are carrying on our backs with our taxes, with the money that the city council spends for a team that can't even have the decency to win more than one season. And everybody's all buoyed up about the number of wins they've got. Trust me, I think they're still going to be below 500 this year. We haven't played anybody.
It was really exciting, though, when we beat the Patriots. I thought, oh, this is our turnaround. We are really going to do it this year. Matt had an interesting thing he said. He said, today is the day the Jaguars learned how to win. And I thought that was true because in the second half, as you saw, we fell down a little bit, but we came back and we won that game. However, last week you went to that game and it was like, is this the same team?
Right.
Right.
But, you know,
it was hard.
It's what you said, a game.
Yes, it's a game.
Paying your electric bill is not a game. Paying your water bill, buying tags for your car, paying for insurance is not a game.
But if we can get Shah Khan to start to see that the way to really honor his players and honor his position, he's now in charge of all this social justice stuff for the NFL. If we can get him to see that the way to truly do that well is to show that Jacksonville is the first city that has had a comprehensive, coordinated, operationally detailed, strategically designed plan to change the narrative of the inner city, and it worked because everybody started pulling in the same direction. We stopped having duplication of services when we don't need them. We started getting services where we do need them. We started supporting certain things that are important. Our new superintendent, she needs our help. Big support we need for her. Joe Peppers over at Kids Hope Alliance, we need to get the money into his hands.
Well, let me ask you this.
The mayor's new
we
program.
We have the Veterans Memorial Arena.
Yes.
Which is sitting idle more days out of the year now than it did before we had the amphitheater.
Yes.
We spent $90 million, of which the city ponied up $45 million. The city ponied up $45 million at a vote of the city council as endorsed by the mayor and the mayor's administration because he wanted to make good with Shad Khan. What would that $45 million have done for your project?
Now, Phil, you know that's a very...
What would that $45 million done for your project?
It would make it so that I could take a neighborhood in Jacksonville and I could show that what we saw happen in Orlando with Tangelo Park could happen here in Jacksonville.
And instead we
because
spent
Because he spent less money. Just right. So you know, Harris Rosen, he spent far less than $45 million for his neighborhood.
Instead, what we did is we spent money so that the elite of our community that can afford to pay anywhere from $125 to almost $800 a seat or $90,000 a season for a skybox can go and sit in the amphitheater and listen to a country western band that could have been just as easily heard in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Let's go to the phones real quick and bring up Tammy on line two. Tammy, good evening and welcome to the show. Lori, you're on deck.
Hi, it's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I just want to point out that never in our history have the relationships between men and women been better when it's been under Judeo-Christian principles and traditions. And this issue with the doctor and Judge Kavanaugh seems to me to be a way to undermine exactly what he stands for symbolically. And I will say, since I'm not a politician and I'm not heading up any organizations, this is really meant to redirect funding and all kinds of things that it really goes to what you're talking about, Shad Khan, and organizations and funding and how we can rescue people with taxpayer dollars.
All right, Tammy, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Lori, you're on deck. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. But like I said, just keep that in mind when you start talking about things. Think about these large TVs, which were the biggest around for 31 days until they bought bigger ones for the Daytona International Speedway. So did we really need those TVs or not? You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. We'll be
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. President Trump in Illinois this evening on a campaign stop says the deadly attack by a shooter on Pittsburgh synagogue earlier today shows anti-Semitism must be confronted anywhere and everywhere it appears. The president's also speculating the death toll would have been curbed if the building had an armed guard. The president condemned the attack, said it resulted in a lot of people being killed. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says the hearts of all Americans are filled with grief this evening following the killing. Mr. Trump told a crowd at the political rally in Murfreesboro earlier that the evil anti-Semitic attack's an assault on all of us. 11 people died, 6 injured at the Tree of Life synagogue. The shooter is in custody. Meanwhile, the man arrested in the mass shooting Saturday at the synagogue appears to have made a number of heated anti-Semitic posts on various websites. This is SRN News.
It's time to start planning your 2018 Christmas party, and the Salem Center is the perfect location. We have an auditorium that can be decorated beautifully, and we can host your get-together for as few as 20 people or as many as 400. Plus, the Salem Center has that wow factor you will want for your holiday party. A sit-down lunch or dinner? Yes, we can do that. A mix-and-mingle event? Yep, we can do that too. An auditorium-style Christmas program? Of course, we can do it all. And also, with a memorable style at a price point that is very reasonable. So give us a call now. We have space available, but we are filling up very quickly. The number, 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Ask for our hospitality directors, Angie or Beverly. Call now, 861-0440. Again, that's 861-0440. Ask for Angie or Beverly, 861-0440. That's 861-0440.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
There was a Vestal Virgin named Rhea Silver, apparently Avenatti hasn't been able to find her yet, who after being raped by the god Mars, gave birth to the founders of Rome named Romulus and Remus. Did you know that? Well, the rest is history. And I give this to you to show you that what we're going through right now, while not related to ancient Rome, is related to history in many ways.
This is the Savage Nation.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB.
Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Let's go to the phone lines and get with Lori real quick. Lori, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there. I just had to make a comment about the comments about how the Senate hearings with Kavanaugh and Ford were a big show. And I would like to remind myself and you and everybody else that Donald Trump had one of the biggest shows on television that was considered reality. It was called The Apprentice. And then we hired him for president.
Okay.
And when it comes to that, that's what I'll say. What do you get? We did what we did. He's now president. And I will tell you, truthfully, and you can verify it, is that those women, the women that go to people within the statute of limitation, get repercussions like you would never believe.
That's right.
There is a case of a lawyer in Jacksonville that tried to do this in the 90s, right around the other case with Clarence Thomas. His office got bombed.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying is, if we hire showmen as presidents, why do we expect anything else?
But Lori, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong
Donald
to even
throw. Donald Trump is not a showman.
But Donald Trump's not on trial here. It's not Donald Trump's
Trump
life.
Donald Trump is the one we hired to run our country when he's a showman.
But he's doing a great job, and he's not just a showman. He's a businessman. He's had 510 corporations, of which only four of them have failed.
So are people that use women for sex to sell their products.
Okay, well, let's keep it down to just Kavanaugh. You know, he nominated Kavanaugh after the FBI vetted him, his promotional team vetted him.
He may have picked Kavanaugh.
Right.
But the Heritage Foundation did the shortlist. And as I tried to tell Tom earlier, what Dr. Ford tried to do was get her message to the Congress before he made.
But how do we know that her message isn't a lie? I haven't been convinced that she's not lying.
For the same reason I just told you. I said there was a lawyer in this town.
But, okay, apples and oranges. Lori, apples and oranges. A lawyer in Jacksonville, Florida doesn't have anything to do. Yeah, you're innocent until proven guilty.
It's all still fruit. And if you make a complaint and everybody gets bombed, it's like the mob. I'm sorry, but we hired as a country Donald Trump, who has been a showman and a game player for a very, very long time.
Well, I tell you what, when your taxes come, Lori, I tell you what, when your taxes come and you get that tax rebate, I want you to go to that line 4B up at the top where it allows you to redistribute your wealth back to the national debt. I want you, if you're going to call my show and spout this gibberish, I want you to fill out that line 4B and give all of your tax deduction that you got courtesy of Donald J. Trump.
We would have to talk off air because me and you have way more in common than you think separately.
Well, no, I just can't. Lori, you've called this show a bunch of times. You've always been intelligent, but tonight you're absolutely stupid.
Why?
Anyway, why are you stupid, Lori? Because you're trying to draw Donald Trump into the idea that because this woman got up on stage that Trump being a showman has something to do with it. It's not. He picked a man for the Supreme Court that was promoted to him by a team of individuals that looked at a list and said these would be good people. He then looked at the list. He promoted this person. I still think he promoted a great person. But
he promoted the best.
He promoted
and he was the best choice.
Exactly. If he'd have promoted Barrett, who was a woman,
she'll be a good choice.
Well,
she needs a little bit more experience.
Right. And how do we know that if he had promoted Barrett, that some guy wouldn't have come out of the woodwork and said he got raped by this woman?
We don't. 2 points there. Remember when we were speaking earlier about sometimes they'll overreach and promote women and minorities because they value the diversity so much? She would be a perfect example. This woman is going to make an incredible Supreme Court justice, but she needed a little bit more experience. Now she's getting that experience. Next time around,
now watch what happens.
She'll be great.
I'll go on
but
record.
But they can probably, somebody will, of course they're going to throw
on
trash
record
at her.
Right now. No, but I'll go on record right now, September the 29th, I'll go on record that the next, when Ginsburg falls asleep at the wheel or whatever happens. Because I believe Trump's going to get reelected. So
I
he's got
too.
Another 4 years. I don't think
there's
she's
no
got
question.
4 years left on the clock.
Right.
You know, she's already already falling asleep at the State of the Union address. Nobody thought to give this woman some coffee or maybe some uppers or something before she walked into the Senate chambers that night. Anyway.
It's a little embarrassing.
It is. It's terribly embarrassing.
Right.
She should have resigned. It's like Dan Marino should have resigned as quarterback three seasons before he finally quit. Ginsburg needed to, like, go off and write a memoir somewhere 20 years ago. But anyway,
maybe not 20, but well, I mean, she has certainly overstayed her useful lifespan.
All right. So what I'm saying is you watch, mark my words, I'm going to say it tonight, that the next person that he puts up for the Supreme Court will be a woman, probably Barrett, or another woman that makes it through the vetting process. I'd be willing to bet that because of social pressure, not because of qualification, that woman might be African American. The first African-American
appointed. You know what? It would be awesome if they could find an African-American woman who had that kind of experience and belonged on that Supreme Court.
Yeah, they won't care. It won't be about she belongs there. It'll be a bit about that will appease the most people. See, right now, Brett Kavanaugh, the problem with him is not that he's Brett Kavanaugh. It's not that
he's white
and drank.
Male.
That
but
he's
it's
white
it's
male,
more than that, Bill.
And that Trump got a chance to appoint him before the midterm election.
Wait a second. It's more than that, though. It goes back to ideology. You can be African-American if you are a conservative African-American. That is just considered a cardinal sin by a significant part of the liberal population. And they will, as we saw with the Kanye West, you know, they will go after their own because they will sit there and say, how can you be why are you doing that? They don't understand that it's possible to be African American and really understand that the conservative principles are best for all of us. We're all happiest.
But the conservative principles don't give out the handouts that these people are used to getting. That's why I keep coming back to this idea, and I love your initiative and I love all of this, but I can't help but tell you that the generations that you're going after are gone. They're gone. You've got three generations of people.
I'm 61 years old, Bill, I think. Right. Maybe I'm only 60. Anyhow, I'm over 60, and I can't go down to the kindergartners. I'm going to go there, too, but I've got to get it from people who can go out and make an impact in the next few years. And we've got high school students in Jacksonville.
That are
in
shooting that 70, each other.
Hold
that
on.
Are robbing each
in
other.
In that 75,000 students that we have, in that 75,000 at-risk, at-hope students that we have in Jacksonville, for every 1,000, there are 6 entrepreneurs, major, major entrepreneurs, who could turn this whole thing around. We have the ability to find them. All we need is to get out there and do it. That takes money.
I understand, and I agree with you, and I hope it happens, and I hope it works, but I'm
good.
Not going to go.
I'll wait for your check.
That's
you can
fine.
Make it out to Boys and Girls Club, or you can make it out to Kids Hope Alliance,
never...
or you can make it out to the public school system, or
oh
you
God.
Can make it out to... Well, I've got all these
the
people that I work
system?
For. We've
let me ask
all
you,
got
let me
to
ask
pull
you this
together.
About the public
we've all got to work
system.
Together. We don't need another...
Let me ask you this about the public school
what?
System. Okay, so when I go to the little red schoolhouse that I see in Wally World or Target or anything like that, and it talks about I got to buy 2 bottles of hand cleaner if I'm a parent, I got to buy 2 reams of 500 count, 20-pound minimum bond.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And can you imagine what the teachers have to buy? I just had
no.
a brand-new teacher. She had to pay $800
oh
for
God,
supplies, and
please.
She's only making $40,000 a year.
Why did she have to pay $800 for supplies?
Because she didn't have supplies. She didn't have a license. She didn't have this. She didn't have that. She had to go on and spend that kind of money. Unfortunately, they
Why?
Had it because
Why?
Our school
Teach
system
with
was
what
not
you've
allowed.
Got. It's teaching. It's
she
not supplying.
She had to have licenses. She couldn't teach
what
this
licenses?
Because
well,
she
so
had
now
to be
we're paying continuing education for teachers to hold a job. Why didn't she have the job or the license before she got hired?
She used to teach. She left teaching and went into the real world, and now went back to teaching.
Once again, why didn't she have the license before Duval County School System hired her?
Bill, I don't think you're very realistic about the school system. And as a matter of fact, I think that you are so unrealistic that the 15 minutes that we have left, is not a sufficient amount of time to educate you on what is going on in our
You're
school
right.
system.
Absolutely. I'm speaking plainly. We'll be right back in just a couple of moments.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, your Jacksonville Jaguars will travel to London to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Game starts at 9:30 AM with the broadcast starting at 9:15 AM.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, November 2nd and Saturday, November 3rd at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents the music of The Who in the Jacoby Symphony Hall at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday, November 3rd at 9 a.m., it's Shredder Day with the Jacksonville Jaguars at TIAA Bank Field. Check online for details. And Saturday, November 3rd at 8 p.m., see and hear Toto in concert at the Florida Theater.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, and it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty has multiple 3 to 4 bedroom homes available for rent in the Intercoastal area, many with community pools. A beautiful new 4 bedroom in Buccaneer Point, 4 bedroom with 3-car garage in Windsor Chase, 3 bedroom with 2nd floor bonus room in Johns Creek. Rent a 3,100 square foot gorgeous 4 bedroom in Old Mill Creek between Town Center and Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or HFR Jack.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato, and I host the Lighthouse Retirement Hour right here in Jacksonville, WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. Parts 1 and 2 Saturdays at noon and again Sunday morning starting at 9 a.m. Look, the annuity guys and the senior this or the senior that are out in force, and they're trying to separate you from your money. We don't sell index annuities, and we don't sell fear. Head over to the website, lighthouseretirement.com. Click the blue button to make an appointment with me, and then I can help you.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey,
hey. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Joining me in the studio tonight is Dr. Seal Schellenberg, half of the Schellenberg and Schellenberg family. And we're going to go to Jack on the phone line real quick. Jack, good evening. Jack. Hello. Well, that's good. Wow. Okay, maybe he'll call back. That might be him on the line right now. We'll get to Jack as soon as he can get back in line. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. It's not us with the phone lines tonight, guys. It's AT&T. There he is. All right. Good evening, Jack, and welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Yeah, great program. Hey, I want to know why not one Republican has asked why Blasey Ford had her all of her stuff scrubbed from the internet from her high school yearbook about her drunken binges, how she liked to get drunk at night, and so that the next morning she wouldn't have to remember what she did the night before. This has all been scrubbed from the internet. Why hasn't the party gone after her for these drunken binges and all the posts she had?
It's an agenda, Jack. It's thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. It's an agenda driven by both sides. We've got – look, folks, I'm a conservative. I vote Republican. I don't mind telling you that. But if I could find a Democrat with a good outlook on what I believe to be correct, I'll vote on the other side of the aisle. I'm just that way.
The problem is the Republicans are very poorly organized in terms of getting their message out. They've got Fox News, and that's it. And even on Fox News, they didn't sit there and go through all of the stuff that was taken off. This gentleman is correct. They scrubbed it all off. And instead of putting that out and getting that information into the...
Because the vast majority of news media, and I will admit some talk radio, some even quasi-conservative talk radio, it's true for them also. They don't want the truth to come out. They want the drama to come out. Why tell the truth when stirring the pot with drama sells more advertising, gets more people to watch?
See, and that's the saddest thing about our culture right now, I believe, because I have talked to the media, particularly the television stations, and why do you just keep showing these murders, murders, murders? We understand that the murders are going on. Give us some positive, great stuff. Start filling up our minds with good stuff, which is why My City Connected will be a positive outlet. We will have all kinds of positive messaging going into our inner city neighborhoods, public service kind of things, ideas of how to help oneself. There's a million ways. The TED Talks are incredible. There's a million things on the internet right now that you can be doing that help you become a better, more successful, happier person. We've got to start getting that stuff pumped out and get people's off of this crap that's on TV all the time.
So we're probably going to get Dr. Moonbeam, who's going to come on, and she's going to tell us about how we can wake up every morning and be happy that we have air to breathe and clean water to drink and all of this other stuff. You know, in the grand scheme of
things. I certainly hope not.
I do, too.
I think that's pretty worthless.
Well, I do, too. And that's the way I feel about society as a whole now. I mean, we have the vast majority of our country. If you disconnect Social Security payments and you disconnect military and government pensions, 47% of our country gets a check from the government every week. Grasp that number. It's probably higher now because that was a number I quoted back during the 2016 election. 47% get a check from the government. That means they get a check for doing nothing. Now, a lot of people come back and they say, well, that includes collected child support. That includes this. That includes that. That's collected child support is a very small portion of the EBT payouts that go out each week. We have a society based on laziness. We have a society based on handouts.
We have a society that's gotten so soft.
That it needs to be destroyed before it can be turned back
around. Going to destruction is a little radical there, Bill.
But when you think about it, seriously now. When you really, really think about what programs have worked in our country, very few have. Very few programs where you give somebody something, do you get anything in return that exhibits some kind of a profit for your efforts? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, if we give out WIC and SNAP and all the other stuff, when are those people going to generate enough income to put back into the system?
And I think that they should have programs set up so that if you're getting that kind of assistance, you are actively working to get a job. But you have to consider, you have to deal with the child care issue, you have to deal with the transportation issue. Transportation is a huge obstacle for people who are trying to get jobs. Just if you wanted to get a job as a server out at Town Center,
okay,
and you live in the city,
ride the flyer.
You can get out there.
Ride the flyer.
Okay. You can't get home late at night.
Because
it doesn't go at the hours that they're getting done at the restaurants.
Okay, so they have Uber.
Yes, but how many Uber drivers really want to go over there, and how much does it cost? It costs a good $20 to get over there. And when you're only making a certain amount of money, yes, do you have to pay for the Uber? Yes, you do. But my point is that we could be doing smarter things. For example, in California now, they have it set up so that they have ride share for kids after school. So you save all kinds of the bus money by having the kids be brought to whatever their after school activities are. We could do the same thing with jobs. we could say, here is your Uber pass. I call it Jack's Uber. But here's your Jack's Uber pass that takes you only from your home to your work. And at night, it takes you from your work to your home.
Okay, so
we've
now
defeated that obstacle.
Okay, but that's a great idea.
But we can put make money out of that.
Okay, but wait a minute. How do we prove that Shaniqua is actually going from her house to her work and not just going to check out what's at the new Bebe store?
Because we have the technology that shows us where she was picked up and where she's left off.
Right, the Bebe store is at the town center. How do we know she's not just going out there to hang out with LaQuisha and all the others and just shop all day?
We have her scan and a copy of her check every other week, and it gets deposited into her little account that keeps track of her Uber.
And that's manpower.
And if she, and if it's technology, too. Okay, we're able to do stuff tech-wise that we've never been able to do before at a cost that's far different than it was. Is she going to get away with that for 2 weeks? Sure. Okay. But she's not going to get away with it for 2 months. If she doesn't have a paycheck that she scanned in, guess what? Your Uber pass doesn't work anymore.
But then some bleeding heart will come up and say, well, if she doesn't have her Uber pass, she can't get to work. If she can't get to work, little Billy can't eat. And if little Billy can't eat, then he's not going to do well in school.
And
I mean,
Bill,
it just goes on
and on. That's why these problems, they're very tangled messes. And that's why
they're
you have to have a structure.
If you follow the Bill Hayes strategy. Would you like to hear it?
I heard it over when we went on the...
Hunger is a great motivator. Here's what happens. You get hungry and you live in a lower income area. What you're going to do is either get a job, get paid, buy your food. Or you're going to sell drugs. Eventually, you're going to get caught. You're going to go to jail. And you're going to get your food. It'll
and
be
then you're
going to
cost us $120,000 a year. I know, but that's
right
the craziness of your proposal. Let me say a different thing. What we have to do is use technology that's smart. Those grocery stores, they closed down because of the shoplifting. I was with an individual last night who was telling me that they shoplifted. They shoplifted because they had to eat, but... Sometimes he told me they shoplifted roast. They didn't have to shoplift roast. The problem was that they made it so the merchants couldn't keep a profitable business in there.
Okay, let me
now
jump in
we
for
have
a second.
Technology.
You jumped in on me. You talked to a guy who said he shoplifted because he had to eat.
Right.
Why didn't he work so he could eat?
He was a little kid.
Okay, he was a little kid?
He was a little kid, and his mom would send him in there to shoplift to get
then she needs to go to jail. He needs to go to family services, and we're done with him. That's what I'm saying. That's a generation we're done with.
And you know what? He is now so brilliant that he got the job at Disney and DreamWorks and Wells Fargo, and he lived at the Radisson for a year because he had the tech skills.
That's one guy out of millions.
You're right, and I want to replicate him because if there's one in there, research tells us that there are 6,000 of those students.
And while you're replicating that one, Shaniqua's going to be replicating about six others that are going to do absolutely
except
nothing.
We're going to convince her not to keep doing the baby daddy thing.
Yeah, whatever. Good luck on that. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. That's been a wrap for tonight's show. Dr. Steele Schellenberg. I can tell you, it's been great. It's been interesting. And I look forward to having you back on the show again. Best of luck and great success in all that you do going forward. And I really do hope your program works and succeeds. Even if it succeeds only one time, it's better than not trying at all.
You're right. And believe me, before I come back again, I'll have a check to one of those organizations from you, Bill.
Okay.
Love you.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. Join us, won't